Have you got a minute? I want to talk to you about something. About the way you bring me pleasure. You take your time teasing me. Just because you know it drives me crazy. And when you stroke my clitoris so tenderly, I just dissolve. But the thing is, by the time you've finished with me, I'm done. You edge me to such an intense orgasm that after my climax, I am so drained. You leave me exhausted. It's such a beautiful feeling, the endorphins flooding through my body, that all I want to do is curl up in your arms, lingering in the afterglow of my orgasm. And that's wonderful for me. But I worry about you, that I don't have much energy left for the two of us. And that doesn't seem fair. And although I really appreciate that you don't push me into sex when I'm in that state, I always feel, well, a little guilty. Like I'm depriving you of the pleasure of what I've just experienced, of being focused on and brought to a crashing orgasm by skillful fingers, a soft mouth, or a warm, wet cunt. Did I shock you? You see, that's an example of what I'm talking about. I love to say dirty, filthy things when I'm having sex. But when you get me to climax so beautifully the way you do, well, there's not much time for chat. I'm just focused on how beautiful it feels for you to arouse me as the tension builds and my body tightens. It's like everything, all sensation, all feeling, all beauty is contained in my clit. And I can't think of anything else other than how good it feels. So, I want to tell you something. Something you should know about me. Something important. Something that you might find quite surprising. I hope I'm a good person. Someone you'd want as a friend. I always try to be respectful towards people and see the good in them. And I try to act with a sense of morality and values. But that persona is not all of me. I'm a complicated woman. And there's a part of me that I don't feel safe revealing unless I trust someone fully, completely, the way I've come to trust you. So, I think it's for me to tell you. I have a whore in me. She wears bright red lipstick that she leaves on her boyfriend's cock. Red blotches from her mouth smeared on his tip and up his shaft. She struts around in corsets and bustiers with suspenders and crotchless panties. She's very slutty and she's up for anything. And she needs to be used like a high-priced escort. I love being that person, that whore. I love dressing in crotchless panties, knowing that a man's fingers have such easy access to me. You know that I love sucking your cock, but the whore in me wants to slobber over it, to spit on it, to cover it in bubbles of saliva, to see the stream of my spit slithering down your shaft, to devour it, thrust my mouth down on it, till it's hitting the back of my throat. And as I'm gagging, my tears flowing, I love to hear you moan so fucking loud. I want to do dirty things, filthy things, things that people at work and some of my friends would be shocked by, things they would think were deviant or twisted. I want to put a mask over your eyes and tie your hands above your head and lick your taint and put my finger in your asshole, watching your cock get hard as a result. I want to reek of sex, to have its smell on me, to deposit my sticky essence on you, my lover, so you can taste me, inhale me, the musk of my cunt always lingering in your nostrils. I have a whore in me, and she'll do whatever you want, because you've paid this whore. You've paid me to be your plaything, and I have to earn my money, don't I? That's why the whore in me wants to satisfy you in all the ways you desire. You can use any hole that pleases you. I would love to have you nudging into my sweet, puckered asshole, its edges pursed like it's waiting to kiss the tip of your cock. If you want me to be dirty for you, I will. If you like my natural smell, I won't shower for as long as you say I shouldn't. If you want me to stuff my dirty panties in my mouth or in yours, then I'll wear the same pair for a week and then present them to you, maybe stuffed inside my wet pussy. So wet and aromatic. All as a sign of my devotion. I want to be a vessel of pleasure for my man, for you. I want my mouth to be your fleshlight, sliding over you, pressuring your shaft as I lick up and down. I want to be a cum dump. I want to beg you, my master, to shoot it all over me. I have to be covered in your seed, to have it drip on my face as I peer up at you, a lascivious grin playing on my cum-covered lips as I lick up your seed with my tongue. And then I want to stand up and kiss you on your mouth, your cum still warm on my lips. Would that please you? Come on. Tell me. Say the words, or I'll stop talking right now. Would that please you, Daddy? Would you like me to be your good girl, your baby girl, submissive, eager to please, my breasts peeping through my lingerie, all to entice you, my pussy lips pushed up in a kiss, framed by the slit in my panties. You know a whore can be anyone that you want her to be. I can be a loving mistress, one quick to discipline. I can be a daddy's girl, flirting, then begging to be allowed to take daddy in her mouth. I can be a secretary, outwardly demure, but inwardly lusting, crawling across the office floor to her boss, asking if Sir likes it, while she unbuckles his belt, pulls down his pants, and lets his cock spring free. Until it rests, positioned right in front of her warm mouth, her wet lips, her warm breath poised to slide over his engorged, twitching tip. Do you want me to be your student? I can do that. I can sit on the edge of your desk, gazing adoringly at my teacher, pulling my jeans down, and then my panties, and bending over your desk, my sweet crack glistening with those sticky drops of arousal secreted from within me, my round ass begging to be kneaded, my cheeks pulled apart, making that wonderful, moist, sticky sound as lips slide against each other. Wet with arousal, engorged with desire, the most delicious friction of all, as lips part, open. I spread my legs for you. I open myself as wide as I can for you. My cunt calls to your cock. She's aching and needs to be filled. I need to feel you. Slide into me, the flesh of your penis pulsating against the tight walls of my pussy as I beg you, just like a whore would, to fuck me. Please. Treat me like a slut, to bend me over the table and slam into me, using my hair to pull my head back towards you as you thrust into me from behind, squeezing my cheeks and pulling me open. Ooh, your whore wants to come. Please, slam that fucking cock into me. Fucking let me have it. I want you to use me like the whore I am. Fuck. Oh, God. I think I'm gonna come. It's like you're inside. Oh, babe, you feel so fucking wonderful. Rubbing my clit. Oh, fuck these words. I'm gonna come. I'm gonna. So freeing. I hope you enjoyed it, babe. Because you're going to be seeing a lot more of the whore in me.